Talk Live. We are launching an hour number 3 of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. It's John in California. Ooh, no, John's gone. Let's try Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, first off, I just want to say I love you guys' show, and I think you guys are great.
You know what, Mark? I just want to say that I love you, and I think you are great as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can we have a group hug on the air right now? Me and Mark and Toby all getting together. So, what's on your mind tonight, Mark?
Well, I don't know. I just want to talk about Obama because, like, I really haven't seen him doing much besides the stimulus plan. I know he promised so much change and everything, and I just really haven't seen much that's going on. But, what do you guys think? What have you guys seen?
Hey, what do you mean, man? He's been changing things. He's been bringing more troops over there to kill brown people in Iraq. And
yeah, damn those brownies.
He is right now, and we're going to tell you about it later on here in this hour. He is changing things by creating a national service program to force all American young people eventually into slavery.
You know what I think Obama is? He's the change that ushered in. Well, George Bush was doing all these things, and everyone hated it. The change was bringing a face that allow Americans to like it.
Hey.
So he's doing the exact same thing, but see, the change here was just the perception of the American people.
Dude, Toby, I've never heard that one. Like, that's brilliant. That is
the one thing that really bothered me, like during election time and before election time and everything, was everyone just saw Obama as like the savior, and they're like, oh, he's just going to change everything right away. But like, where was he going to get the money for everything? Like, all that stuff was what really bothered me. And like, the one thing that I really want to change, like, we need to get that nigger out of there.
Oh, that's not 90. What's that?
Group hug over.
Yeah, I don't want to hug that guy. 800-259-9231. Look, the whole idea that you have nothing else to say about Obama besides a slight against his the color of his skin, the amount of melanin or pigmentation in his skin, really just shows that you got nothing. Now, of course, that was a crank call, obviously, but nonetheless, it's just weak. Anybody that's coming at it from that that perspective, you're pathetic.
It's pretty hack prank call. Yeah. I mean, a good prank call that you can get into. I'm all about a good prank call, but I mean, that's just hack.
Yep. All right. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Roy in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Roy?
Actually, today it was something that was pretty relevant to all this. Today at work, well, at lunch anyway, we got to talking about basically how the government's getting so corrupt and basically what's really happening and all that good stuff. And one of my bosses, basically the owner of a company, mentioned how recently one of his relatives died. It was like his aunt or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she had this paper on her. There was a letter that was written by his great-grandmother who was in Germany during the 1920s, in late 1920s, I think, something like that. And basically, and that was, we probably know, is like when hyperinflation really came in, they just started printing money and all that. Basically, yeah. And what happened was, in the letter, his great-grandmother had been writing how things were so bad and everything, but now there's a new up-and-coming group that promised all these great things and how they were going to fix the economy and how Germany was apparently not liked after World War One and all. And they decided to change that. And this was an actual letter that was written by her. And we later found out, or he later found out, too, that obviously the group she was talking about was actually Hitler, how he had come into power through economic strife.
Mm-hmm.
Or not just him, but his whole regime and whatever.
But he was voted in. Yeah.
Exactly. He was voted in under all the promises of change. And I'm not just talking about, like, our president, because I mean, the front person, basically. You got to look behind the curtain, really. And he said it was such a really frightening reality in how history can repeat itself so much.
Because mm-hmm.
they were basically promised all these great things, and then they were backstabbed. And I think his great-grandmother was killed in a concentration camp while basically protesting the entire thing. Like, after it all happened, they really started to crack down and Blitzkrieg and all that, and started the war pretty much. And I think he was one of the, or not him, but his great-grandmother was one of the people who was actually protesting and was later hauled off to a camp and assassinated, killed, along with a whole bunch of other, like, what, 6 million other innocent people, not counting everyone in the war.
It's so, a tragic story.
Yeah, and it's true. And
is it repeating itself? I mean, that is a good question. I mean, certainly people liken George Bush to Hitler while he was president, and I think those comparisons were accurate. Of course, now now you're going to hear the similar comparisons about Obama, and those comparisons will be accurate. Of course, when Bush was president and people were comparing him to Hitler, then the Bush supporters, of course, denied it. Now those people who supported Bush will be accusing Obama of being Hitler,
exactly.
And the Obama supporters will deny it, and we'll all end up being oppressed anyway.
Yeah, and it's just the standard issue left-right paradigm divide-and-conquer tactic where each side will deny its flaws and forget the big picture, and they'll automatically blame everything on the other guy and think that their regime is, like, the thing to be.
Or we could be like the last caller and say that Obama is a worse Hitler because he's a black Hitler. I mean, just the mindlessness of that particular mentality. Sorry, it's still with me. Just the idiocy of that particular viewpoint. What matters is not the color of someone's skin. What matters is their actions. And I think Toby was spot on when it's their actions and what they say. Toby was spot on when he said that the change is essentially that now Americans are going to be those who didn't before will now be supporting the very same things that George W. Bush was doing.
Yeah, it's pretty much like there haven't really been anything that's, at least nothing good that's been changing. We've actually had more of the same, obviously, and a lot of the people that are coming in, if you trace where they get their money from, they're really all working for the same people. We got international banks, extremists, like authoritarians, the worst of the worst people, and they all are using basically sales tactics. Like, it's like standard corporate games where you try and take a product that isn't really that good, or probably sucks, maybe, wherever, but you paint a pretty picture on it, give it a great logo, and people buy it.
You know what? You know what that product is going to be now? Beyond just government in general, because Obama certainly is somebody who... I remember there was some sort of quote from him in the campaign where he was talking about how he wants to rekindle people's belief in the state. In fact, I think it was even the Libertarian Party candidate said something similar to that. So just all kinds of state agents out
there. Love thy government.
Yeah, working hard to paint the government as something that's beneficial, something that's necessary, something that is good. And in fact, we'll talk here about national service, which is going to be that very program. It's going to be a despicable, disgusting program, but on the front, the front face, they're going to paint it as something that's so wonderful. It's volunteer.
Help your neighbor.
It's helping.
That's exactly how they do it, basically. It's literally a sales tactic. You take something that's utterly psychotic or bad, but you create you exploit some kind of tragedy, in our case, economy, which is really being created to be the way it is and destroyed. And then you come in with the so-called solution. And typically the solution is going to get a heck of a lot of innocent people taken out. And it's really not going to solve anything. It's just going to make things worse.
Yep. Thanks, Roy, for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Nice to hear from some intelligent callers. 800-259-9231. And Mark joining us. Better late than never, I suppose.
Well, I suppose.
So we're talking, or we're actually about to start talking about the National Service Program.
I hear there's some good news. Ted Kennedy was all excited.
Well, good if you consider slavery a good thing, because Obama has signed the $5.7 billion National Service Bill today. Triples the size of AmeriCorps' service program over the next 8 years and expands ways for students to earn money for college. What this legislation does then is to help harness this patriotism and connect deeds to needs, said Obama, former community organizer in Chicago. The story from the Associated Press. Obama calling on Americans to volunteer, which is great. Volunteering is cool, man.
You usually don't get paid for volunteer work, right?
That's where we need to start separating exactly what they're saying from what is actually going to happen. And we'll talk about what's going to happen here in a few moments. Take your calls as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial up, bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the show, why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to talk about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. But if we find you distasteful and despicable, like one of our earlier callers, you won't last very long. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours totally free at freetalklive.com. Now then, there are lots of reasons that you might want to hide your valuables around your home. You know, possibly a burglar breaking in, maybe the cops, StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification necessary. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and most of the solutions that they offer are under $50.
Most of them are free.
Yeah. StashYourSwag.com. That's StashYour, S-W-A-G, Swag, StashYourSwag.com. So you can call in about anything. We're giving you the news here about the national slavery situation. We've been talking about this as it has developed over the last few years. We've heard more and more about it. It's been getting big support out of Time Magazine, and some big corporations like Home Depot and Target are apparently behind these efforts.
Well, if you're going to use the term national slavery, does it require involuntary servitude?
That's a good question. I haven't actually read the bill, but okay, we'll share the Associated Press story with you. Whether the Associated Press has read the bill is another question. But what we do know, Mark, is that the proposals that have been on the table from the very same people that support this piece of legislation, the proposals have been that, well, it's going to be voluntary in that you are voluntarily sending your kids to government schools, and in order to graduate from government schools, they'll have to go and work for X amount of hours doing this volunteer work, community service stuff.
And let's face it, even if it did start off as something more watered down where it is all volunteer now, we've heard what the proponents of such programs have said, and they would like it to be mandatory for everyone eventually. So even if this isn't mandatory right now for people going to public schools, this is only the first step.
Right, and the first step may start with real volunteering. Well, of course, if you're forced to volunteer, it's not real volunteering. So that's one of my problems with this whole idea, even at the most basic, simplistic, least objectionable level that it's going to start at.
Well, we in this country, we're moving more towards a public funding mechanism for college. The higher learning institutions have managed to do a superb job of selling themselves. Now, instead of 13 grades, we have to have 16 grades in order for you to have, well, a quality education.
And then you're going to definitely need grad school after that.
And be prepared and all that stuff. So they've managed to sell themselves in that respect. And if the government decides that they are going to help fund your 16 grades, and part of that funding mechanism is that you have to volunteer, I don't have as big of a problem with it. I have a problem with anybody being forced to pay for anyone's tuition. And I have a problem with an expansion of that program, but that's really what we're talking about here, is an expansion of, tuition reimbursement programs. We're not talking about forced labor.
Well, yeah, we are, because in order to they're looking at, and again, I'm not sure exactly what this Senate bill says, but we've seen what the proposals have been. And the proposals have been that everyone who's in high school, government-run high school, everybody who's in government-run middle school, everybody who wants to attend college, if you want to get out of government high school, you'll have to volunteer. So it's not really volunteering if you force people to do it as part of the government high school. Volunteering only has value when you've chosen to do so on your own volition without having somebody hold your diploma over your head to say, okay, well, now you have to do this in order to get your hands on the diploma.
Well, the more ridiculous they make government school, the better it is for liberty-minded individuals. If everybody had to go to a government school wearing a Panama hat and had to learn how to weave baskets and play the glockenspiel, then parents might come to the conclusion, a few of them might come to the conclusion, hey, this is a ludicrous waste of time. And they would cease to send their kids there, even though they have to pay for it. Upon threat of losing their house or going to jail or whatever it is, the funding mechanism is for the government in that particular instance. So I support ludicrous things that go on in the government schools.
Yeah, looking over the article, it's mostly a bunch of back patting and scratching between the bureaucrats, all talking about how wonderful everybody is, that, volunteering is great, all that's required on your part is a willingness to make a difference, said Obama, and that is, after all, the beauty of service. Anybody can do it. So they don't really get too detailed. Let's see. Looks like one of the
everybody. If you have some kind of drug conviction or something, I think those are bars to get in. Or especially if you're caught while doing it. I mean,
funding then.
Because it's a hole with the government funding for college. Anyways, you it's difficult if you have a criminal record for drugs, or especially if you're caught while you're going to school and you're on the government dole or government loans and you're arrested for, say, a marijuana violation. The other huge problem that I have with this is they're calling something that you're paid for volunteer work, and you're not only paid for, through the reimbursement. You AmeriCorps members are paid, and I'm an ex-AmeriCorps member. I was an AmeriCorps member. And
what was that like?
It was just a normal job, and part of the job benefits is, well, we'll give you money towards off your college loans. And
What was the job they had you do?
It's my current job.
You're working for AmeriCorps right now?
No, not working for AmeriCorps. There's many different
AmeriCorps helped you get the job? Helped you get the job?
Something like that. But what it turns out to be is it's a regular job that you're paid for regular money.
Yeah.
They just call it volunteer work, and it's not. There's nothing volunteering about it. It's a regular job, a private job in the private sector a lot of the time that they're calling volunteer work, and it's simply not.
Yep, I bastardizing the language is a very bad thing, and the government is guilty of it on many counts.
Yeah. So the legislation, I'm getting some of the details here, the legislation does provide for increasing the size of AmeriCorps to 250,000 enrollees from its current 75,000. In addition to that, it looks like the AmeriCorps applications have nearly doubled since recent months, so a lot of more people, the publicity campaign is working.
They're seeing the money, they're seeing the dollar signs,
yep,
and they've been fired, so.
And it says here that people 55 and older could earn $1,000 education awards by getting involved in public service.
$1,000 in education? What is that going to buy you?
Not much. Those awards can be transferred to a child, grandchild, or even someone they mentored. Students from sixth grade through senior year of high school could earn a $500 education award for helping in their neighborhoods during a new summer program. So the AP article just barely glossing over what the real details of this are. And this just happened this afternoon, so it's likely that the legal eagles out there are going to be tearing this bill apart and really finding out what the final details are here. But just going on what we have to go on, going on what we know from what they've been proposing in the past, if it's not this time, it's going to be next time, they're going to make it a requirement for graduation that you so-called volunteer. And as Toby points out, if you're getting $500 towards college, it's not real volunteering, because that's essentially some sort of stipend. It's a payment of some sort. So you're taking the volunteering out of volunteering. I think that's destructive enough on its face. But it's going to be worse when we find out that the volunteer opportunities that will qualify for the $500 will own programs. Look out for that. More details coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Toby.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the live stream, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. FTL like Free Talk Live. So get yourself a free audiobook. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Now, I was digging around during the break there trying to find out more about this Serve America Act. And we've talked about it in the past, and of course they always change things at the last minute. So we don't know exactly what it says. But I'm sure we're going to learn more over the coming days, and we do know what they've been saying. We do know what the plan is. Rahm Emanuel is one of the big guys in Washington, D.C. What's he, the press secretary? No, that's Hillary Clinton. Anyway, he's real close to Obama. And he basically said that he envisions a future in which all American youth will have to work for, I think his vision was like a few months, basically, for the government. So it's different from just encouraging volunteerism, which is what the government...
It's the draft.
Well, right. That's what the government people would like you to believe. That's what all this is about. National service is just volunteering. That's all. We're just trying to encourage young people to volunteer. We're going to encourage them with some money towards college. We're just going to encourage...
Expand your horizons here. Learn more about the world. Learn a trade.
All
it's
that
all
stuff.
Great.
All's just, just
and
roses.
It's easy to do things to young people because,
they don't know anything.
The people that vote and make the decisions don't make... They don't feel the pain. If you said every American right now has to go and do 2 years of service within the next 5 years.
They're being outraged.
They would be outraged. Whereas young people, yeah, well, you know, they're going to school. They might as well tack on another couple
of years.
They
don't have anything else to do. Right?
Yeah, screw it. We'll just keep them children that much longer.
Right. So it's not going to, the proposal.
Because working, you know, when they're working for the government, they have some bosses, you know, tell them, go do this, do that, whether it's in the military or whatever. They're not getting the same level of growth as you would out in the real world, paying your bills,
absolutely,
working a job, making decisions.
Now, the proposal's not for a couple of years. The proposal that's on the table that I've heard of is not a 2-year proposal, but some people have been talking about that. It's certainly been thrown out there.
I mean, this is just step one. Can anyone imagine what this would look like in 10, 20 years?
And that's what you got to think about, is because look at government programs and how they work. When a government program is created, whether it's a state program or federal program or whatever, when a government program is created, it may look like the original vision for that program, but then it begins to grow. Then the bureaucrats begin to get more desirous of having more bureaucrats underneath them and more power so they can wield it. And,
Of all the good things we could do with more staff and more money.
More money, exactly. So they expand out from there. And so you're right, Toby. This is where it's starting. And what they've been doing this whole time that we've been covering the national service thing is they've been conflating real volunteerism with working for the government. And then they've actually been suggesting that working for the government is actually better and more valuable than real volunteer work.
They have.
And they've been doing all of this. So now what they're saying is, well, we're going to give kids an incentive of $500 towards their towards college if they do these volunteer programs.
Might buy a book.
And they're probably going to make it so that you have to do some volunteering in order to graduate from high school. So it'll all be, ostensibly voluntary in that, well, you don't have to send your kids to government school. You could be homeschooling. You could be doing private schooling. So therefore, it's not a mandatory thing. But if you want to get a government school diploma, as most people do, because most people can't afford private schools or they don't think they can handle homeschooling. So, 90% of kids are going to go through the government system, forced to go to this government volunteering program. And according to the story, it's a summer program. Students from sixth grade through the senior year of high school could earn a $500 education award for helping in their neighborhoods during a new summer program. New summer program. That doesn't mean that it's the Salvation Army that's running that program. That sounds to me like it's a federal government program that's going to be put on during the summer for your kids to go and spend their summer with.
Man, I would really, thinking back to my high school days, I really valued those days of going to a regular job. I mean,
yeah.
I worked when I was 16, I worked full-time in high school, especially during the summers, and I really actually valued my time and being able to go get real work experience.
Well, you don't care about your community, Toby?
I had a job in my community, and people came and did business
but you're trying
at
to make
the job.
Money. You're trying to make money at the job. Shows you don't care.
Yeah, but awful person.
You know, this is the sort of the socialist greenie mantra behind it, as though if any job is worth doing, it's worth getting paid for. Because if you're not getting paid for it, likely it's not worth very much.
Not creating value.
Really? I mean, I'm not saying that volunteers out there aren't doing some things of value, but they're mitigable in some cases.
Yeah, there's a reason that they're not being paid for it, except I guess with these new programs, they're graying the lines of what's volunteer work and what's regular work, because you're paying volunteers stipends and all this stuff. It really does gray the lines there, but I mean, having a regular job and getting those skills at a young age is extremely beneficial.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're graduating in high school and you don't know what it's like to work a 40-hour work a week at a crap job, you're missing out.
Right. Now, I don't know what this government program is going to look like, and I don't know if they're going to pay these kids on top of getting them that $500 crap tuition.
Well, it actually says they could earn a $500 education award.
Right. Well, but when you start thinking about what's going to motivate the kid to show up in the morning? Obviously, if you don't show up the whole time, you're not going to get the scholarship. But what if you show up three quarters of the time and you manage to roll in an hour late or half hour later, things like that? See, that's the thing about a job is the boss is standing there and going, you need to be here on time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these minimum wage jobs, really, that's what they are, is they're training for real jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to show up. You need to not be hungover. The things that are so important when it comes to doing work. You know, stop standing around and talking to your fellow employees and go service those customers, please.
Also, what about the long-term damage to real volunteer organizations from the mentality that will be inculcated into these young people that, well, if you volunteer for the government, you get paid.
Well, it's the
Why
same.
Would anyone want to go work at a soup kitchen?
It's the same idea as what happened to the militia. They start up the National Guard. The militias are they're marginalized, and then at some point they go away. Now they're illegal organizations by and large. The state can't have a militia because they have the National Guard. We don't need that. So therefore, what you're going to see likely is the government take over all of the volunteer programs that they consider to be worthwhile, and then the ones that they don't consider to be worthwhile will then go away.
They'll have a tough time existing. So look for more of this coming soon. I'd also like to point out that when I was looking at the government's own website on this, which is nationalservice.gov, they're crowing about the national service legislation that was signed. I was looking at the article or their press release, and it almost mirrors the Associated Press story.
I wonder why that is. Do you think it's because the Associated Press journalist just went through and
they
took exactly what they...
It wasn't word for word, but...
Well, it's not plagiarized, but yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Doing a little editing work is not journalism.
No.
Journalism is, going and researching a story, finding out things that you can tell people something besides a damn press release off of a government website. If I needed a press release off a government website, I could have gone there and gotten that myself. Thanks very much. But I don't trust what the government says necessarily. I'd like a journalist to do a little journalistic investigation. Who's the journalist on the AP article?
Associated Press, Ann Sanner.
Thanks, Ann. Good job.
1-800-259-9231. What are you planning on doing about this? Are you a young person? Are you still in the government school system? Have you heard anything on the inside of the system? What's going on out there? Give us a scoop if you know it. 800-259-9231. And what's coming next? If they're going to force all young people to work for the government, where will they take it with the next step? Will they expand it from 3 months to a year, 2 years? Anything can happen. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com if you enjoy this show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can pony up $3 a month with the Free Talk Live AMP program. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board, and help us get this show into more ears around the world, bringing more internet listeners on board and bringing more radio stations on board as well, helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom because, well, there is no better time than now to do such a thing. And you can help us at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I'm not at all surprised with Obama's middle school core. It's very similar to the Hitler Youth, if you look back. Where
it
you had
is.
Like a junior Hitler Youth, then you had the regular Hitler Youth that would terminate when one would be eligible for the draft or military conscription. And then you had, like, the German maiden Hitler Youth, which, you know, did the same thing. It's very frightening because we know that his bill passed regarding the mandatory government work in the House, you know, the one ages 18 to 48 where you would have to serve the government in some capacity. And it really violates the Constitution regarding involuntary servitude. So
sure
in
does.
A sense, it is highly illegal, and people should be very concerned about this because it's, you know, what will this be? Will this be an Obama, you know, youth corps? What, you know, what will they do? I mean,
they'll do whatever they're told.
They'll get a little bit of more of that good indoctrination.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean, Frank? Not necessarily what?
Well, I mean, you know, I think kids, when they're very young, you know, especially if they're coming from, let's say, most of the public schools in urban environments, it's pretty violent. And I mean, the kids, there's talk of having in New York City, next year, having the school board pay for bodyguards to, and bouncers to, keep, you know, order in the classroom and things. So, I mean, you get all these kids together in the summer, you know, if they don't have something to do. And let's say they're going to do some manual labor, physical labor. Well, you know, I don't think a lot of the kids would do that. They would know how. They wouldn't know how to do it. And
yeah, you're right. Kids will be kids. They're going to, you know, F around and screw off or whatever.
Well,
right.
One
and
boy is worth kids. One boy. Two boys is worth half a boy. And three boys is worth no boys at all. Something like
what
that.
What does that mean, Toby?
It means the more kids you get around trying to do something,
the more
less
difficult the task.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if they're scared, Frank? What if you scare them with, like, a trip to the gulag or something like that if they don't fall in line?
Well, listen, and I think a lot of the kids are doing all sorts of things. I mean, I think if they can make more money selling drugs on the street, they're going to be doing that as opposed to working all summer and maybe getting a $500 scholarship.
Yeah, but what if they go to what if they threaten them with juvie if they don't participate? I mean, if you're forced into this program, this government program, and Toby, you mentioned something I thought was important to bring up, that when you were involved with the AmeriCorps group, mm-hmm. unfortunately, they told you that you could not be politically involved in anything.
Yeah, they don't like the political involvement. You're not allowed to.
Having an opinion is unacceptable.
Remember, we went down that list of things that you can't do if you're involved in these government
programs.
You just
have to be a good little worker. What I honestly think this is going to be doing for people who are going through it is teaching them that a government job is really easy. Because let's face it, we've all done volunteer work. It's not as hard as your regular job. Mm-hmm. And if you're having these kids go out and quote unquote volunteer doing something, it's not going to be as hard as that job shoveling crap or sweeping the floors or something that normal kids have, those entry-level jobs, the
right.
craft jobs that you need to learn that this is work. I think having a program where people are coming out and volunteering is going to show them, well, I want this nice, cushy government job, and that's what I'm used to,
yes.
is becoming a bureaucrat, essentially.
Yes, mm-hmm. but ultimately, if you look at the grades of the public school children all over the United States, not just New York or Pennsylvania or Texas, and you compare them with, you know, comparable tests in other countries, we're very far below the other countries. I think we rank like 37th overall and something
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, but you don't need to be a rocket scientist to wield a shovel.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, wouldn't it be better to have remedial courses in the summer for all the young kids in middle school to bring them up to sort of literate standards that
it wouldn't
would
do
help
any good,
them in later
Frank.
Life.
It wouldn't do them any good, Frank, because the fact is, what we have now, we have as a result of the government education that we're getting.
Absolutely.
If you increase the government education, perhaps you might get a slight tick in the education level, but you can get a significant gain by simply privatizing or, you know, getting the government out of education. Education, because it's all you have to do is look at the private school marks and look at the homeschooling marks.
No, you're right, but the private schools are so expensive compared to, you know, the public school. Granted, they spend more money per pupil in the public school than the private
right.
school.
They do.
But, I mean, to go to a good private school, you're looking at maybe 50 grand a year.
Oh, that's
a really good
school. No, Frank, that's a really good private school. You can go to any private school, and you'll see that the students have better marks than they do in public schools.
Right.
And there's private schools here in the immediate vicinity as low as, and I'm not saying that there's one school that's this low, but many of them are still half of what they spend on a student here. They spend $14,000 on a regular student.
The government does.
The government does. So $7,000 a year will get you a private school education where you live at home. You wouldn't be boarded off, and you wouldn't wear a little jacket with a crest on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have ones that are $1,500 a year for the tuition here.
Well, thanks. That's pretty. Mm-hmm. That's very good. Then it's sort of.
Well, that's what happens when
we
you
have an
mark.
Alternative system. But what I meant by remedial work, I mean maybe. Using the time during the summer to teach the reading and writing and the mathematics skills that are needed. Because
they have that. They have summer school. They have those things. Thank you for the call,
yeah,
Frank.
But the point
they
is,
do have them.
But the point is, that, you know, the mean is so low compared to, I mean, if you compared it to, let's say, 1967 or 1970, I mean,
yes,
what would
cap
for a failure back then would be probably a B today.
Yeah, you're right. The bar continues to lower, and it's the result of the government and indoctrination system not having the incentives to do the right thing. Thank you.
I agree with that.
There's also some people, I think,
that
just aren't meant for regular, you know, book work. I mean, some people out there would be better off having one of these lifting jobs where you're shoveling ditches or something. There's nothing wrong with that kind of work.
Not everybody can be a rocket scientist.
Right. Not everybody needs to go through high school. Not everybody needs to do that. Then there was a time in society where it was okay for, okay, you don't want to do the schooling route, well, drop out and get a job and enter into the workforce. What's wrong with that?
And honestly, if you for the students that don't see that for themselves, they're not getting anything out of high school anyway.
They're just wasting all our money.
If you look
and
at
having a miserable time in the process.
The textbooks that those kids have to take, two terms in math, two years of math, they have to take, or three, or whatever. If you look at them, you know, consumer mathematics, you're talking about they don't even touch algebra. I was learning more in eighth grade.
Eighth grade algebra to
graduate.
Frank,
now.
I want to thank you for the call tonight. Sure. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
These high school courses are essentially placeholders for these kids to things that they do between smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. I mean, they're really not learning anything of any value. They could have gotten it by eighth grade. I did.
Well, here's a job that a lot of high school kids are going to want when they hear about it. Morgantown, West Virginia, Comcast.net News. Two FBI workers have been accused of using surveillance equipment to spy on teenage girls as they undressed and tried on prom gowns at a charity event at a West Virginia mall.
Sorry, you knew that was going to happen, right?
That the FBI employees were going to spy on teenage girls?
Males, the surveillance equipment, and at some point or another, some of those males are going to get together and say, hey, let's look at these girls doing this.
FBI employees have been charged with conspiracy and committing criminal invasion of privacy. They were working at an FBI satellite control room at the mall. Why they had the FBI in the mall, I'm not sure. But
keeping us safe, man.
They positioned a camera on temporary changing rooms and zoomed in for at least 90 full minutes on girls dressing for the Cinderella Project fashion show.
I saw this headline earlier today, and I've just got to say, I am so not surprised. I mean, how many times do you think this has happened before? These are just some guys who
didn't get caught, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this happens every single day, and it's not only with the FBI. It's with anyone who's looking at a security cam that doesn't think they're being watched well.
Yep.
Chances are they're going to take advantage.
You ever seen the redneck hat that says FBI, female body inspector on it? I guess it's for real. All right, we're done. It's Benny in here with you.
And Mark.
And Toby.
And back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Thank you, Toby, for coming in tonight. Toby from freemindstv.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.